Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Judd Hamilton from Jamestown, New York. He's a former addict who now helps others struggling with addiction. Let's listen in. Thank God for my addiction. Interesting name for a book, Judd. Why'd you call it that?
Well, because my addiction, contrary to what people might think, is my greatest blessing because it has brought me into a deep, intimate relationship with God.
Now, how did your addiction start?
It started when I was a teenager. Like a lot of people, I drank a little bit, and I didn't like the hangovers, and I smoked a little marijuana, and marijuana turned into powder cocaine, and then crack cocaine.
I've spoken to a lot of former addicts, and a lot of them say that loneliness kind of fueled this addiction. Was that true for you, or what was the catalyst?
It started as a social thing, but eventually it led to isolation, shame, and guilt, and loneliness, and depression, and all the things that trying to avoid in the first place.
We're speaking with Judd Hamilton from Jamestown, New York. He's the author of Thank God for My Addiction. And this book it's interesting in the way it's written. It's a lot of journals and very intimate look, an inside peek, if you will, at the life of an addict. And share with our listeners, Judd, what a typical day for you was like as you were struggling with cocaine and alcohol.
I rarely slept. I slept one day a week, and because of the torture in my mind of what I'd done, the people I'd hurt, I couldn't fall asleep. I had to essentially pass out. But to maintain an addiction, it's a full-time job, the hardest job I've ever had. And so it requires middling drugs. So all day long, my phone's ringing, and I'm delivering, and then I get my cut out of it, and it was tough. Blisters on every toe, feet were bleeding, calloused, shame and guilt put on my head all the time because I didn't want anybody to see me. Difficult life. But it's also because of the shame and guilt, I had a constant conversation with God. Why am I doing this? Please help me. Crying out to Him, begging Him to help me get out of this situation.
Share with us that moment, that coming to Christ that you had.
I had a couple of moments because I've had some relapses, but there was a pastor in Buffalo who was pursuing me, and he kept inviting me to a retreat, and I said no 100 times. Finally, the day of the retreat, I accepted his invitation. And long story short, after detoxing and sweating and being sick for the weekend, they did an altar call that Sunday morning. And I went up to the altar reluctantly, and they prayed over me. Something happened in that moment that I can't explain. I can't articulate, really. It's just, I was different. I was changed. I was transformed.
Yeah.
And I'm eternally grateful to that pastor who pursued me.
The recovery process, what was that like?
I wound up on a farm in Pennsylvania. They handed me a journal when I walked in, and I had these racing thoughts, the chaotic thinking in my mind, and I couldn't slow it down. So I began to just write everything I was thinking, everything I was feeling. But that always came out of some scripture reading. I would read scripture. I would get tired. I'd go to lay down, and I would be compelled out of bed to write. And so I just started writing. There's something spiritual about that process. And when I struggled, it was the Word of God that began to transform my heart in a way that only the Word of God can do.
Congratulations on your sobriety here. When's the last time you've touched that stuff?
Well, I don't have a clean date because so often clean time becomes our higher power. So the reality is, when I'm asked this question, I just say, today. as my first day playing. Treat every day like it's my first day.
Yeah, your first and last. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And, you know, and it's a daily dying to self. You know, so many people think, well, I've become a Christian, all my problems are solved. No, your problems aren't solved. It's every day getting up and dying to that old sin nature.
That's the beauty of it. No matter how much I struggled, you would not have mistaken me oftentimes if you saw me walking down the road for a believer. But I was crying out to him. I was leaning into him. Mm-hmm. And we developed this crazy relationship, but hope is the one thing that never left me. No matter how dark it looked, there was still a spark of hope. Yeah. So I want to spend the rest of my life sharing that hope with others who are hopeless.
That's Judd Hamilton from Jamestown, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.